Well, we had the opening with the roster, and there, we do have some questions with our health at the corner position, so we just felt it was a natural to bring up Darryl with that opening. No, not at this time. Pardon me? He's getting better. You know, he's making a lot of progress. Remains to be seen whether he'll be ready on Thursday or not.
Do you consider the replacement for Alden being a one-person job, or do you see basically matching?
I think both of those guys will get some playing time in the game as we move forward into it. Well, you got no choice. You know, we just got the game is scheduled. We got to go play, and those guys behind them got to go in and play to their best of their abilities, and we got to go. Well, I think the Rams philosophically are a run first team. Austin does give them another threat. He's an excellent receiver in the slot, where they like to play him most of the time. He's got great speed and quickness. He's a playmaker. But I do believe that the Rams will try and run the ball. That, to me, is their roots. I think the Rams, that's their base philosophy anyway. And I think that they like to be a balanced attack and have a good mix of run and pass. You don't. I mean, that's just been the nature of the games we've been in. You know, when they get to be low-scoring games and you're behind in the fourth quarter, you get a lot of runs, you know. Indianapolis last week came out throwing a lot early, and then as the game developed, they ended up running some more.
Were you guys in a base set when they had three receivers on the field a little bit more against the Colts?
We did it some. We did it some. Not necessarily. We always like to mix the base in there some against three wide receiver sets.
How are you addressing the penalties and some of the first downs you guys are giving up
through
mistakes and just to clean that up?
Well, we like to eliminate the pre-snap penalties and any post-snap penalty. You know, neutral zone infractions, offsides, any personal fouls that would occur after the whistle. Those are the ones that have to be eliminated. We haven't had many of the after whistle ones. And then the ones in between, you know, you think you're talking mainly about the pass interference. We just got to be able to play with good technique, get ourselves in position to compete for the ball, and be able to make the play. You know, it all come back to technique.
With Alden Smith out, will you use Glenn Dorsey some of the defense?
He'll mix in there at the tackle position with those other guys. Well, I just think it's been, you know, we've let a couple of them pop, which we haven't done in the past, which skews the statistics. And we've been in games where they've been able to hand it off a high amount of times. So I think it's a combination that we haven't been as sharp and the type of games we've been in. I don't think so. You know, I don't think so. You know, we've got to be able to play, you know. Some of our problems in the last game, you know, were self-inflicted. We didn't get off the field quick enough on some of those drives in the second half. So it wasn't totally because the game was the way it went.
What's your understanding on how long you guys have been out?
I don't really know. You know, I'm not able to make any comment on that. You know, Jed, Trent, and Jim, and Alden himself have made the comments, and that's where it stays. I'm sure they're wondering, but they know exactly what we know, you know, and it's indeterminate right now.
Do you think of it as, you know,
Yeah, absolutely. He played there a little bit some last game, and he did in the first game, second game, too. That's something we work in.
Is there much transition for him to do that?
No, he's capable of playing on either side. He's comfortable with it.
Do you keep Dan and Corey sides, or will they be interchangeable?
They're interchangeable.
What kind of insight does Dahl help with this week?
Not much at all, no. You know, he was a defensive player. Well, basically the last 2 weeks, which is what you're alluding to, we were in low-scoring defensive battles, and we were the first defense to crack, and we were ultimately were the second-best defense on the field in those two games. And when we get in low-scoring games, we got to be able to hold the fort down and find a way to win those games with key stops, getting key turnovers, and find a way to win them. We've won low-scoring games here in the past. We've got to find a way to win them now.